Thank you. I am so happy to be here. And I want to thank you for honoring Roger by having, now he will always be at the movies. I borrowed that line from Donna. Roger was very proud of his hometown, and we call it both Urbana-Champaign. He was technically born in Urbana, but we always called it, well, Champaign-Urbana, Urbana-Champaign. Roger said, I should say Urbana first, sorry, Mr. Mayor. One of the things that we're doing this weekend, I've been on the road because the movie about Roger called Life Itself, based on his documentary, opens tomorrow in Chicago and 20 other cities. It opens next week here in Champaign. And and for those of you who haven't bought his memoir, he says about Urbana-Champaign, I was born in the center of the universe. Roger calls this the center of the universe, and it remained that way for him, even though he ended up living, you know, some of his years in Chicago. But he always came back, and that's why he loved coming back for Ebertfest here. Roger's cousins are here today, Carol Ann and Tim Gaines. And Roger has other, yes. And I'm so sorry that Roger's other cousins, who were also on his both his mother and dad's side, some of them live in Colorado now, and just actually recently went through a death in the family, and they couldn't be here today, but they send their regards. The thing that I really loved about my husband is he brought so many people together. He really believed that I am my brother's keeper. And so he reached out to a lot of people. I know over the years, you know, through the Urbana Free Library and through some of the other organizations, he used to donate books. He used to come back and speak. He used to do a lot of things. And now he can't do those things anymore, but symbolically, he still will. The last time I was here, I think this was on a platform, so he looks a little shorter. But I'm not gonna talk much more because I'm just going to say two things about what I learned from him in watching the movie Life Itself. Roger was a person who lived life with great joy. You know, I forget whether it was Henry Thoreau or T.S. Eliot, but someone who said most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Roger didn't lead a life of quiet desperation. Even after he lost his physical voice because of cancer, he continued to write, to reach out to people. And when I go all around the country, even when we were, you know, overseas actually, so many people talked about having a communication with Roger through Facebook or through Twitter or just through, you know, writing letters, and he would write back. So he lived his life and his passion. And that's what he urged all of you to do as well. The other thing is more poignant. When Roger realized that he was getting ready to transition from this world to the next, he also showed us how to have joy and embrace death as a part of life. And one thing that he left, a gift that he left to us in this movie, Roger looked death right in the eye. He said, I'm coming, I'm ready, I'm not afraid of you. I embrace death just as much as I embraced life because they're all part of the same circle. And after going through the experiences that I had with him, I now have zero fear of death, none. It wiped it all away. He showed me how to do it bravely, with dignity, with courage, and with love. So I thank him for so many things, and I thank you. And so many of you are sitting in the sun, and I want to get in there and get a little ice cream too. So that's the end of my speech. I think now, whatever we should do, let's all thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for coming today. She's been on a whirlwind tour sponsoring the Life Itself.
There's one thing that I cannot I can't leave without saying this. Thank you to Rick, who sculpted such a beautiful sculpture of Roger. Thank you to Scott, who worked so hard to raise the funds. And I hear that now in town, when people see Scott coming, they run because they think he's going to ask for money. But most of all, thank you to Donna, who was in the hospital getting a heart transplant when she realized this was a mission that she wanted to accomplish. And right from her hospital bed, she made a pledge to finish this. I honestly cannot believe that this is here. And if not for you, it wouldn't be. Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you, Chaz.